Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with the author Max Boot. His new book is Reagan, Life and Legend. We address the radio days where Ronald Reagan, just out of Eureka College, during the depths of the Depression, sought work on radio stations local, but he was so successful he moved to larger stations calling Major League Baseball games. A hit, making money for he and his family. However, his ambition is Hollywood. Max Boot on the radio days of Ronald Reagan. Much more of this later in the week.
Well, remember that in the early 1930s, I mean, Reagan graduated from college in 1932. At that time, that was the pre-television age. Radio was the mass communications medium along with movies. And Reagan's ultimate goal was to get into the movies because he was a pretty successful actor in high school and in college and in his high school and college drama clubs. But, you know, for a poor boy graduating from a tiny college in the Midwest in the height of the Great Depression, you know, going to Hollywood might have been was as remote as going to the moon. He had no idea of how to get there. And so, but he very shrewdly figured out that while there were no movie studios in the Midwest, there were a lot of radio stations. And so he decided to take out that this would be an outlet for his theatrical talents. And he wound up getting a job at a radio station in Davenport, Iowa. And very soon he was so successful that he was transferred to a much larger and more powerful station in Des Moines, where he became known throughout the Midwest as Dutch Reagan, the voice of the Chicago Cubs and the White Sox. He became a very successful sportscaster. This was like, you know, the 1930s version of ESPN. He became a regional person of renown and was doing very successfully in the height of the Great Depression, even before he moved to Hollywood.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.